This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Good evening, Australia. It's another Chatterbox. Hey, a big thanks to Hand Claps and Harmonies. You will be missed. And thank you for our new time slot of 10 p.m. next week, my love. Can you believe it?
Good evening, Australia. Well, we think it's 10 p.m. It is 10 p.m. The actual time slot is 10 p.m. So everybody tune in an hour earlier than they normally would. But it's daylight saving. So the clocks are going to go forward or go back. So we're not... We're either going to be here at 7 o'clock in the morning.
So we'll just clear this up now. It'll be 10 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
And maybe, I think that's around 7 p.m. Perth time, really. We have to keep that
yes,
in mind.
Is. 7 yes. p.m. I worked it out with my dad last night. It's going to get right in the way of the ABC News.
Now, my love, every week, obviously yes. on Chatterbox, we bring in a member of the community.
Oh, we've got a stonker this week.
Well, who is our beautiful guest this week?
Well, you know, the word triple threat gets bandied around you, like Madonna and J-Lo. Well, they're not triple threats because they can't sing, dance or act, quite frankly.
And they can't play the damn banjo-lele.
Well, this is the thing, you see. Our guest tonight, not only is she a funny lady extraordinaire, stand-up comedian, she's a dab hand with a banjo-lele.
Yes.
And she's possibly the best liturgical dancer I've ever seen. So if that's... Not a triple threat. I don't know what is.
I know, and she'll be joining us after our first track. Now, my love, you always choose a stonking great first track. What is it tonight?
Well, it's speaking of good things coming in threes, it's yes. the 3 degrees with a good old disco stonker called Giving Up, Giving In. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. And that was the 3 degrees with Giving Up, Giving In. That would have blown the cobwebs off if you're still awake.
And my love, obviously with Chatterbox, we have a fabulous guest in every week. And we've got a very special, would we call her a celebrity now?
She's, if she's not, she's just about to be, quite frankly.
I know. The girl on the verge.
Say the name.
It is the fabulous comedian extraordinaire, Anne Edmonds.
Oh, welcome to the studio.
Oh, thank you. Hello, guys. How are you going?
Oh, my
Very
God.
Very happy to be here. Hello.
Hello. Hey. How are you, darling?
Yeah, good, good, good. Yeah.
Now, you're a very busy person, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I get around at night time. Yeah.
My goodness, you've just finished emceeing
yes,
a gig.
Just come off the starch. Oh. And straight off, you know what I'm like? I'm rushing to and fro. Limo dropped me off out the front and I came, rushed in. It's all fanfare, wasn't it?
Oh, no. There was champagne corks aplenty.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, so I've just emceed one of the local comedy rooms in Melbourne. We had a very fun night, so that was good. Yeah, so I'm keeping myself busy.
Now, how was the audience tonight?
They were good, except we had a row of, well, I don't know what they were, but they were they hadn't been to comedy much before,
right.
And
oh,
one of them
okay.
had just graduated from the university, and they
were they humour virgins.
They just kept going wow, like screaming. It wasn't appropriate.
Like it was a strip club.
Yeah,
or
it was bizarre. So you'd finish,
get it off.
So you'd finish your joke, and then they go wow. And like stand up and applaud you. I was like, no.
Too much.
That's not how we roll here. I said, you haven't seen much comedy, have you? No.
I know. Look, I get always a little bit too loud. You always can pick me in
oh,
the
I
audience
can.
On
yeah.
a show.
Yeah.
You're a big laugher, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm a big laugher. Well, I love a good belly laugh. Get
yeah.
it all out.
Yes.
Now, because you've been so busy, you've just come back from this gig.
Yes.
Now, we've been seeing you on the television,
yes.
Ed.
Uh-huh. Been on a program.
Yes.
I've been on Backseat Drivers a bit, which is the show where you drive a taxi and members of the great unwashed get in the back and you have to speak.
Some
to
of them are quite unwashed.
Oh. I tell you what, the ones that aren't great, you don't go to air. You never see them. Yeah. But it's the worst 15 minutes of your life driving them around. it's shocking. But then you get some good ones in. When
yeah.
you get a good one in the back, it's great.
Yeah,
really
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's. It's just dealing with the public.
The
really.
One I loved was when you had the two girls, because I only watch it when you're on, but was when you had the two girls on and one of them had an affair with her boss.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They just spilled. I was surprised
yes.
the beans that these people spill. And they're not drunk. It's during the day.
No.
So they just, yeah, people just open up.
She seemed sexually free.
Yeah, she was very free, that girl. She was out there. Well, of course, she worked in the public relations or something.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
you know,
well.
They're all shocking.
Yeah. I'll try to avoid the pun about getting ahead in public relations.
Yeah, she was all out there, that one. But, yeah, it's funny. It's because I say to them, oh, you can, like, people do that with me anyway a little bit. Like I'm
yeah.
one of those people that, you know, a stranger will sit down next to. I don't know because I go on stage and talk about myself. I don't know what it is, but people
yeah.
will often sit down next to me and say, oh, you know, just 5 minutes in anyway, you know, I'm cheating on my boyfriend or, you know, just out. Like, it's bizarre.
Hi, Anne. I'm Brett. I've got to tell you I've been cheating on my boyfriend.
Yeah, it's really weird. And I'm
wow.
like, I don't know. Like I must have a face that doesn't judge or something like that. Doesn't care.
You've got the complete opposite face to me.
Yeah.
Oh.
You wouldn't be telling you nothing.
Nah. Take it to the grave.
Sometimes you got to take him twice, the second time to apologise. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9.
Download the Joy 94.9 smartphone app today. See joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very special guest, Anne Edmonds, tonight on Joy 94.9.
Well, whilst you were saying that, my love, we just had a message being sent through, and you won't believe
it's
this.
It's an MMS again. We can never open it.
And it's a radio show and we get MMSs sent to us.
Ah, a picture that you can't open. Is it rude?
We'll do that. Oh, look, I'll work it out in one of the ad breaks.
If
my
it's
goodness.
Rude, can we somehow get the IT guy in here and get it open? Come on. Get your priorities right.
We'll have to employ an IT
God.
Guy first.
Yeah, well.
This is community radio.
So, and obviously on Chatterbox, we ask our wonderful guests to choose a couple of tracks
yes.
that best represent their lives. And tonight, you've put a bit of a twist on the first
have I?
Track.
Well, you're the first guest to perform their first
yes,
track.
Yes, I will.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm good like that.
Special.
Any opportunity, me.
I did say, you're a whiz with a banjolele,
yeah,
so
yeah.
you've brought
it's
it a lot.
Here.
Yeah.
Mind you, just as we were getting ready to go on air, a string snapped out the front,
oh,
didn't
Lord.
It? It was a shocking moment. So I've restrung it very quickly, but I'm not sure how this is going to go. Like it may pop halfway through. You don't
yeah.
know. But that's life.
So yeah. what is your first song?
I'm maybe Australia's biggest Kacey Chambers fan. I am obsessed with her.
Now, you only just recently saw her in concert.
Well, yeah, a couple of weeks ago I saw her twice. She did the album launch, Northcote Social Club, and then she was doing a free gig for the ABC, so I was at that one as well. Yeah. A stalker. I've got this drink bottle here.
Oh, you
do? Oh, my God.
And it's Kacey Chambers drink bottle.
It's an anodized aluminium Kacey Chambers drinks bottle. Would you call that a brown or a tan?
It's sort of it's a bit of an orangey tan.
Yeah, yeah.
But she sent me this because a friend of mine knows I'm obsessed with her, met her on Spicks and Specks and said, my friend loves you, and just lost her drink bottle. Then I got back from touring earlier this year, and I was at my parents' house for like 2 hours because they picked me up from the airport, and then about 2 hours in, Mum said, "Oh, now there's an envelope at home for you from Kay Chambers." I was like, "Drive me home! Drive me home!" I rushed in, and it was a personalised note from her saying, "Heard you need a replacement."
Oh, gorgeous!
Yes, and we had a frame.
Is it a standalone item, or is it part of a broader Kacey Chambers home collection?
There's more.
Okay,
all right.
There's the book, all the albums,
the hampers.
I love her.
Oh my God, how fantastic! So, would you say you're fan number one?
There's probably bigger fans than me, but I do love her a lot.
She has
nothing, like, she could do anything and I'd still love her.
Mm. Yeah. Top 10 fans, then, I would say.
I reckon.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
She's probably scared of me.
Yep. Well, then.
And that's a real fan.
And what was it about this song? Was it just because the one you thought people would know the most? Or?
Well, it's her most well-known song, and I love it, but it's the song I think she copped a lot of crap for as well. She released it, and it's actually a very good song.
Yeah.
But people turned on her. People went her. And and it's actually about her feeling like she doesn't fit into the country world, but she also doesn't fit into the pop world.
Yeah.
You're stuck in the middle. And sometimes, just as a female comic, sometimes I can relate to that, like not fitting in quite anywhere. So that's why I like it.
All right.
Well, without further ado.
Yeah.
All right.
So
now,
we're gonna do it, are we?
So you've been blessed before. I've been blessed before by hearing your dulcet tones.
Well, I've got a bit of a cold
studio
at the moment, so excusez-moi.
So, Andy, in the meantime.
Yes.
I was going to say, I'm trying to work on the MMS as well. I'm halfway there. It may take a little bit longer than expected.
There's a dial-up here at
Joy. Honestly, sending us an MMS is like sending us an emoticon. It's like, it's radio. It doesn't work. Brett's fiddling around with the microphone. Yeah. I'm not allowed to touch the equipment.
Well, every time you touch the equipment, love, it all goes belly hoo.
It blows.
I know.
Right.
My God.
Oh,
look,
it's the string that's popped.
No.
This isn't great for radio, is it? just talk amongst yourself at home.
Midnight banjo tune in with Anne, Britt and Andrew.
Look, I was actually going to say in the meantime, we did get another message, and this is from my darling sister, Sissy. Hello, boys and Miss Edmund. I'm loving Anne on the backseat drivers too. She's quite wonderful. Now, Anne.
I don't know if we're going to get it here tonight. Oh, there it goes.
Gone.
It's gone.
Right. To go to a track.
That's all right. Well, look, instead of that,
the next best thing is actually Kacey Chambers singing Am I Not Pretty Enough?
What a shame.
Pretty enough. Is my heart too broken? Do I cry too much? Am I too outspoken? Don't I make you laugh? Should I try it harder? Why do you see right through me? I live, I breathe, I let it rain on me. I sleep, I wait, I try hard not
You're on Joy 94.9. It's Chatterbox tonight, and we've got the fabulous Anne Edmonds in with us. We decided to play Casey Chambers instead of Anne.
Because, I'm sorry.
Look, the banjo ladies had a big night out.
So. I left it in a pub, which is wrong, I know. But I left it there on Friday night, and clearly I think someone's had a bit of a go at
someone's
it.
Someone's had a fiddle.
Which you would. If you found a banjo in a pub, you'd have a go.
Oh, you would.
You're only human.
If you go to the toilet, you'll come back. There'll be two or three strings broken, I'm sure.
Now, Anne, we were just saying before that this is normally the time of the show that we obviously ask our guests about their coming out story, or in your case, Andrew said...
was her staying in story.
You're staying in. Because you're more of an ally.
Yeah, I've popped my head out a couple of times and I've gone in my early 20s.
Gay for pay.
Yeah. Just because I spent my whole early 20s, you know, as you know, my cousin who's been on with you.
Yes.
Who I spent most of my 20s with her in gay bars. Yeah. And I just, in the end, I just went, oh, right.
Sure, why not?
Why not?
Obviously, you raised Bridget, who we had on the show about a month or two ago, and... you were growing up next door in Essendon. She was in Moonee Ponds.
Yeah, that's right.
What was life like for early Anne?
It was pretty, like Strathmore, Essendon, it was sort of like a bit of a country town, really.
Yeah.
Like back in those days, the suburbs, like, you know, now you see like families in cafes and stuff with kids. Yeah. Back then, we never left Strathmore. And we never left the house, really.
Never left the front garden.
Really, no. Like we never left the street. Like the weekends were just go to church and then muck around with kids in the street and then go back to school.
On Monday.
Like I don't know. Like, you know, and I remember when I finally went to university, my mum having to sit down with me with the Melways and just be like, Carlton. Carlton. And like I remember pointing it out to me. I'd be like, oh, right. And it seemed like miles away. Like, and she, you know, we did a trial run with the tram. Like we did all that. Like,
oh, you've got to do a dry run if you've never been there before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I really didn't venture out of Strathmore much and I didn't know much about the world. I had a Vegemite sandwich every day at school. Just always a Vegemite sandwich. And if I got a lunch order, which I did every now and again, I'd get a Vegemite sandwich as the lunch order.
So you wouldn't get like a pie or a pasty or something?
No, I just like, and I thought, because I thought it tasted different from the tuck shop. That's how, like, my world was small.
Wow.
Now, you were raised a good Catholic girl, weren't you?
I was
your cousin?
Yes.
Now, I had some bad experiences with nuns when I was a child. They were hideous. Mm. What are your nun stories? What were your nuns like?
Well, we had a nun who was the music teacher. I'm surprised I even go anywhere near music. It was a horror. It was a horror. And we used to swing our legs. Like, we used to drive her mad by swinging our legs up and down on the ground out of rhythm to what she was doing.
Yes.
So,
Was that a little bit on purpose as well?
Absolutely on purpose. And she... which would be absolutely outrageous now. Yeah. She would take our tunic belts off and tie our feet to the chairs.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine these days? And then I was particularly bad, and my other friend Paul, we were bad. And there was a piano. The piano used to be locked away in a cupboard. And one time she'd so sick of us that she threw us into the cupboard, me and Paul, and locked the door. And we just were in there for like in the.
Oh my God.
He's now gay, speaking of coming out. I don't know if it was the owl with me in the cupboard.
Came out of the cupboard.
But that nun put us in there. And for about a minute or two, it was funny. And then we were like, oh,
this
like,
is
we
not funny.
We can't breathe. So, yes, nuns featured. My auntie was a nun. We spent a lot of time with nuns.
Yeah, but she's a good nun, nice nun, sweet.
She's
nun,
a lovely
she?
Nun. Yeah,
she's one of those ones you see in like a purple habited spotlight.
Yeah.
By an embroidery hoops.
No, she's a good nun. And so we spent all of our holidays and stuff in convents. We'd always go and stay in convents.
In convents?
Yeah, because these nuns have all these amazing properties. That's what you don't know about nuns. And my mum always says to me, you should try and become the last nun standing and inherit all the property and then change the rules and just live it up.
I love your mum's got a retirement plan for you already.
The last nun.
That sounds solid.
Sounds like a like a good movie.
Oh, it does, The Last Nun. Oh, my God. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with our special guest, Anne Edmonds, on Joy 94.9.
The perfect mix of music, news and interviews. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest Anne Edmonds tonight on Joy 94.9. Now, we are just about up to the halfway mark of the show. Now, we've just had a question for Anne. It says, hi, lovelies. Does Anne have a coming out song, even if it's straight or pseudo-gay? Love, Scotty. Anne?
Love, Scotty.
Do you have a coming out pseudo song?
Yes, I think Upside Down by Diana Ross is a solid number, isn't
that's
it?
That's very... Oh.
And it reminds me of being out and about. And what was that place that we always used to go to?
Freakazoid?
No, it was on Lonsdale Street up the top.
Bar 44.
Yeah, Bar 44.
That was a great bar.
That was great, wasn't it there? Yeah. I spent a lot of time there.
But you know, like, how the old, and I think they've still kept the old terraces at the front, and then they've built an office building behind.
Yeah.
But when you'd go out and there would be, there was a big staircase. I remember they used to do a lot of shows coming
great
down the
show.
Stairs.
Yeah. It was a good place. Yeah. I loved it.
You'll get a flashback in 5 years' time. You'll be fine.
Good times, good times.
Now, and obviously we have you as a guest on Chatterbox. You get to choose some great tracks. Now, tell us a little bit about your next track.
Mm.
I never heard of it before.
Patty Griffin, is it?
No,
it's Lucinda Williams.
Oh, Lucinda Williams. So they're all obviously female country singers because I'm obsessed with country music and in particular women.
Yeah.
Women, female singers.
So, Keith Urban's top of the list.
No, don't go in for him. and this, Lucinda Williams, so you've never heard of Lucinda Williams?
No.
Ah, she's a great, so she's probably a big influence on someone like Kasey Chambers. So she's just rocking country female singer who really like was a bit of a genre breakthrough kind of act, you know, like sings like a male country singer would, but she's female and she's got balls. She's awesome.
How did you get started? Because all tracks that you chose tonight are all very folky, very country. Mm. How did you get started into your love of country music?
Well, it's actually from living in the country. I lived in Mount Gambier for a couple of years and my ex-boyfriend was played guitar.
Yeah.
And he taught me I don't know how he knew how to play, but he taught me the banjo and the mandolin. And I had a lot of time on my hands in the country and I just sat around listening to country music and playing along with it. And then I'm just obsessed with it. Yeah. Love it.
Oh, I love that.
I don't mind a bit of country. It's particularly only women. It's gay. Couldn't give a shit about the men.
No, I mean, there's a few male acts, but I really relate to the female ones in particular.
Yeah.
I think it's great. So, and I remember growing up listening to grunge music and I knew I didn't like it at all. I hated it. And
you sort of had to bear with in the 90s, didn't you?
You had to pretend you liked it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in my 20s, listening to country and finally going, oh, thank God.
So much better.
So, yeah, that's why all the songs are of that nature. Mm. Yeah.
So what's the name of the track you've chosen?
Yes.
I sent you Happy Woman Blues. Yeah.
Yes,
so it's a bit of a rocking track, this one.
Oh, great.
Mm, it's great.
You're on Chatterbox tonight with Brett, Andy and our special guest Anne on Joy 94.9. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9. It's Brett and Andy and our special guest, Anne Edmonds. That was her second track tonight, Happy Woman by Lucinda Williams. Great track, Anne.
Good track, isn't it? It rocks.
Yeah, I felt like I was sort of strumming along at the same time. Now, my love, you had a few questions about Anne.
Well, I do, because we were talking earlier on in the show about Anne most recently being on Backseat Drivers on ABC. Yes. But Anne, what are some of the other shows that you've been on?
Last year I did Wednesday Night Fever, which was a sketch show.
Yeah. What was that like to work on?
Yeah, it was good. It was live to film, so there was a studio audience there, so we'd film it that week, and you'd film it on a Tuesday, go to air on a Wednesday, something like that. So it's this environment where you really only get one shot at it, even though it's not live. You know, you record it once in front of an audience, and then it's gone. So yeah, it was kind of high pressure, but great to be working, because as a stand up, you're always working by yourself.
Yeah.
So it's lovely to suddenly be in a team. That was the thing I loved the most about it was the other people around.
And was it writing and performing?
Yeah, writing and performing. Yeah, character stuff. So
how stressful, because we were just talking before about how stressful it is to get a show on,
full
stop, by yourself, but how stressful must it be for every week?
Yeah, I know, to get up and to try and sell something on the telly in a tiny little window of like 3 minutes, to suddenly go, here's a character and they say this, blah, 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 as opposed to an hour-long live show where people get to know you. So it's a whole other ball game, and it's quite challenging, but it's good, it's exciting.
And you've also been doing some travels in Malaysia as well.
I was in Malaysia, Singapore, and Hong Kong.
Fantastic. Yeah. And what were you doing there?
And my tour manager, Gideon, gave me a little shout-out before on the text. He's listening in.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Hello, Gideon.
Hello, Gideon.
Or Blue Blanket, as I call him.
Can we ask why
Blue Blanket? He was my security blanket while touring. So it's nice.
That's lovely.
No, he's cool. So, we went to Malaysia, which was the first time they'd ever taken a show to Malaysia. So it's this comedy festival road show. So it's like five comics on the road together.
Yeah. Now, Joel
Creasy, Ronnie Chang, Harley Breen, and Luke McGregor. It was a killer.
Hilarious.
Oh, Luke's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
He was just on then at the gig I was doing.
Oh, was he?
Super funny. They all were. Ronnie was on. Yeah. Not Joel.
Yeah.
Joel's too big. Joel's skyrocketing. No. and we had a great time. And went down really well. Went down really well.
Yeah.
Singapore's a bit uptight, but Hong Kong and Malaysia went off. It was great.
Yeah. They've got a great sense of humour.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Hong Kong's this most electric place.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's awesome there. I loved it.
I want to take Andy there because it's not like any other Asian city.
Maybe not at the moment.
No, probably not at the moment.
No, you probably wouldn't get out of the airport.
No.
But it's like New York meets Asia or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's so good.
And it's not like, and it's a real East meets West city. It's Bangkok is very, I like Bangkok. I know that you're not a fan of Bangkok, my love, but Bangkok is the Thai capital, and it's very Thai.
Yeah.
It's very Asian.
Yeah.
But Hong Kong, it's a mixture of East and West and Chinese and British culture. And it's a beautiful landscape. The harbour's amazing.
Yeah.
The hills are amazing.
Yeah.
And the electric, like you said, it's electric.
Yeah,
there's just something about it. Everyone's buzzing all the time.
Yeah, and any time of the night, there's people out and about, and it's great.
Yeah, it's really good.
So, no, they were good tour. That was a really good tour.
Yeah.
At a ball.
So what are the two? I mean, obviously, you've done quite a bit of TV work now, and obviously we've seen you in your many, many shows that you've done.
Yeah.
Which do you prefer?
I think I prefer, well, I mean, as a comedian, live comedy is, for me, my number one job.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's the most fun you can have and the best thing you can do for me. It's, as a comedian, you crave laughter. So if you're in front of an audience, you're getting it straight away, straight back at you. So that's but then TV, you get to create a whole new world of something, rather than just stand up. So, I don't know, but I think live comedy has to be number one when you're a comic. Yeah.
I just think it must be one of the most terrifying things to have to walk up on a stage on your own.
Well, see, I say the most terrifying thing is going to an office in peak hour. For me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm happy going on stage. It's fine.
But I don't
want to be normal. I don't want to live a normal life. So.
Oh, my God. Hey, Anne, in the meantime, we've just had Scotty's just replied again and just said, love that Lucinda track and the guitar riff. Made me think of Stuck in the Middle with You. Anne will know the artist.
Oh.
Yes.
So she's on the spot now.
Yes. I know the artist, and I can't think of it. We might have to Google it in the...
Oh, this is like Rock Quiz all of a
sudden.
Yeah, 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 isn't it? It's a quiz.
You might want to branch out. Who knows? Yeah.
I feel like I know it, but I can't off the top of my head.
Yeah. We'll come back. We'll look into it, Scotty. Yeah.
Great to hear from you again, though.
That's twice in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, I like Scotty. Yeah.
Play Misty for me.
Yes. So what is on the cards coming up for you?
Oh, coming up is it's festival time again.
Yes.
We've just been discussing that. So at this time of the year, it's hell time for comics. All the festival applications are due and they want you to say the name of your show and what your show's about, and you've got absolutely no idea. So you've just put in some generic title, Ann Edmonds talks. Ann Edmonds goes on stage and then laughs
with Ann Edmonds.
And then in the next few months you scramble around you spend the whole time in the comedy rooms trying to write it and build up an hour. So I'm about to go up to Sydney. I'm doing Backseat Drivers again next weekend, so a bit of that stuff, but just performing whenever I can. If there's a stage, I want to be on it.
So how does Backseat Drivers work? Because, I mean, obviously I see, and they sort of, you're in the car with two or three different people throughout the show, but how do they actually film it?
I don't know how many trade secrets I'm allowed to give away about that show.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't,
Magician's Circle.
They're real people going real places, let's put it that way. But I won't go into the mechanics of it too much. It'll spoil the mystery.
Right. Because it is hilarious. As you said, it's just the amount people are prepared to...
Open up.
And in the meantime, Stuck in the Middle with You was sung by Steeler's Wheel.
Oh, well, I didn't know that at all.
No, I didn't know that either.
One-hit wonder or...?
Pretty much so. Jerry Rafferty wrote the lyrics. There we go.
Yeah.
Rock quiz done. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our special guest Ann Edmonds on Joy 94.9.
Have your say. SMS 0427 Joy 949.
You are listening to Joy 94.9 tonight. It's Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our special guest, Ann Edmonds. My goodness. Now, Ann, for your final track tonight, you've chosen Patty Griffin with Faithful Son. Tell us a little bit why you chose this track.
Well, Patty Griffin's someone I've only just discovered that's Luke McGregor calling me. Take your part of it. Speak at the devil.
Leave it. You're on the radio.
You're a very busy person,
Ann.
Can't talk. So Patty Griffin I've only just discovered this year, and she's this amazing country singer from America, but I'm only two albums in so far, but this song just grabbed me straight away. It's a beautiful song, and I've been learning to play it and stuff.
She's won a couple of Emmys, I think.
Yeah,
Grammys it would be. Emmys are telly.
Oh, yeah.
What's the country and western? Don't they do the Nashville Awards or something?
No, it's
like
called
that?
The CMAs.
The CMAs.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with Nashville.
Well, they'd be presented in Nashville.
Ah, right. Yeah. All right.
So this is just one of my favourite songs at the moment. I just love it. So... I don't know too much more about her yet, but this is beautiful.
Here is Patty Griffin with Faithful Son. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very special guest, Anne Edmonds, tonight on Joy 94.9.
Mm.
Now, what time of the show is it, Brett?
It's out of the box
time.
Well,
you're supposed to set it up for me.
Anyway, out of the box is our part of the show where my beautiful partner, who's not smug or modest in the least, asks our guests some hard-hitting questions.
Yeah.
We're going to delve into the psyche of Anne. Right.
We're going to look behind the laughter tonight.
At the pain. A lot of pain there, guys. Yeah. That's you might need a bit more time. Should have done at the start of the show.
That's exactly where I'm going. Anne Edmonds.
Yes.
What's the worst thing you've ever worn? The most embarrassing outfit you've ever popped on?
I think once at the St. Kilda Festival, I decided that it was time for me to wear my first boob tube. And I think, in fact, I bought it there. And then, and it was horrible. It was like silver, silver sort of shimmy. Oh. And I think I just went into a toilet and
popped whipped it on.
Yeah, popped it on and didn't wear my bra. And it was only till photos came out later that I realised the mistake I'd made. Because my boobs and my... My boobs and my stomach kind of merged, let's just say.
Boob tubes are bloody hard to
wear. Oh, yeah, you've got to be Kylie or Danny, but not me. It's not for me. It's none of my business, that.
Oh, what's the next question, my love?
Anne Edmonds.
Yes.
What's the worst date you've ever been on?
Oh.
Well, I see, I've got a famous, it's not famous, but I've got a story I tell a lot on stage about what happened to me with on a date. Well, I mean, it was a guy I was with, but I hadn't been with very long, and I soiled myself. I'm sure you've heard that story. I won't go into it too much, but it was a shocking incident.
As a friend of mine always says, it's all laughter until somebody shits their pants.
So it was a dreadful experience.
Was there any coming back from that, or was it?
Yeah, we went out for 7 years. He was very supportive. Yeah, that's one way to sort it out.
That is a silver lining.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was totally fine, but it was shocking. But if you ever see me on doing stand up, you'll hear about it. It's a long story.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. Anne Edmonds.
Yes.
What is your guilty pleasure movie or TV show? Those awful, awful ones that you just they're dreadful, but you love them anyway.
You know what I've been watching this year against my will is The X Factor. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't know why. I just find myself watching it and I seem to know who the people are. I don't actually watch that much television, but I don't know if it just lines up with the days that I'm home, but I seem to know quite a bit about The X Factor.
A bit more than you're comfortable with.
Yeah, I think so, because I don't like anything about it.
And are you invested into some of the performers on The X Factor?
Yeah, or just, yeah, maybe it's a hate watch. I don't know. Those judges are dreadful. Redfoo. Oh.
Oh, no.
Who are the judges? There's Danny.
Danny, Redfoo. Yeah. Natalie Blathwaite.
Oh. Yeah.
And who's on the end? Ronan. Who never gives you, who I don't feel much love from. He might be a sociopath.
But, allegedly.
No, but I don't know. Yeah, it's but I seem to have been watching it a lot lately.
Mm. Well, it could be worse things to do. Hey, look, it's coming down to the hour, my love. It's almost midnight summer. It's almost. But Annie, before we go there, darling, where can we see you? Is something coming up that we can see? You're up in Sydney soon?
Yes, I'm going to Sydney next week. So I'll be at the Comedy Store Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is good fun up there. Yeah. And I'm also filming Backseat Drivers. So that should be on in about 3 weeks' time.
Yeah.
And then just all the comedy rooms around Melbourne, I'll be in them in the next few months, like flat out.
Well, we are going to be looking forward to your show next year. No pressure.
No.
No pressure. No pressure. Hey, now, as we are moving from our 11 o'clock time slot, my love, to 10 p.m. Woo! Next week.
Not sure if we've mentioned that to the listeners at home. We're moving forward an hour.
I know, moving forward an hour, and that's got nothing to do with daylight saving. Usually at this time we play Midnight Summer, and we will for the final time because we won't be ending at midnight
That's
anymore.
That's right. So for the listeners that have just tuned in, 15 shows in, late to the party, what is Midnight Summer, Brett?
Midnight Summer is where I play a classic Donna Summer track to play you out to the midnight hour.
Oh,
and there's only one track for the final Midnight Summer, and that's got to be Last Dance. Mm. I mean, Donna knew what she was doing here. Now, it's the end of the show for now, until next week, to our new time slot of a 10 p.m.
10 p.m., bright and breezy.
And do you have any final thoughts or comments tonight?
Just don't wear a boob tube. Ever. Especially you two. I don't want to come in here next time and see you in a boob tube. Thanks very much.
And you know, we've got quite the racks ourselves.
Oh,
goodness.
Yes, busty boys.
My love, any comments?
Just Anne, thank you so much for coming in. You're always delightful, but we really appreciate you staying up this late.
Thank you, Anne. And
thank you, Brett.
Good night, Australia.
Good night, midnight.
Joy 94.9, proud to play this classic track.
I need you by me, beside me, to guide me, to hold me, to scold me, 'cause when I'm bad,
listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.